The fight comes once you're convinced that it's God's will to heal you. Then, and you pray, then you're in the ring with Muhammad Ali. And he'll try to knock it out of you. Amen. Here's a testimony of Dodie Osteen, wife of John Osteen. But she's still alive. And this book was written in 1986. And she had liver cancer in the late 70s. And she was diagnosed to die. And the doctor said, if we do something or don't do something, either way you're going to die. But we can make you comfortable. And they said, no, we're going home. Not going to lay here in this hospital and die. So she went home. And she said, I received phone calls from Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, T.L. and Daisy Osborne visited us. But after I came home, I realized that faith for my healing was a personal matter between me and Jesus. One night in the early hours of the morning, this is right when she came home, God spoke to my heart. He said, it's not your husband's faith, it's not Oral Roberts' faith, it's not Kenneth Hagin's faith, it's your faith that you must go on now. I knew it was between me and Jesus from that time on. She said, I never did go to bed or to be cared for others. She weighed 89 pounds. Now, she wasn't a big woman anyway, but I felt that if I did, I would demonstrate a lack of faith and undermine my faith. I went to bed only at night during normal sleeping hours. I wouldn't even take a nap because I knew if I did, I would stay there. I felt so sick. Said the first day home, she asked John, she said, John, agree with me. According to Matthew 18:19, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Agree with me that God is going to heal me and make me every bit whole. So we did. John anointed me with oil, and we both got on the floor of our bedroom face down before God, and he took authority over that disease and over any cancerous cells in my body. That was December 11th, 1981. As far as I'm concerned, that's the day my healing began. I had the confidence of God's word that I was healed. See, once they prayed, now she's got to fight. In fact, that's the title of this chapter, the fight, the good fight of faith. I had confidence in God's word that I was healed, but my body did not completely line up with that truth. I still had many symptoms and I still felt ill, but in my heart I knew I was healed. It took a long time, months, for the symptoms to go. Many times I felt like saying, Jesus, it would be so much easier just to give up the fight and to go on and be with you. Instead, though, I had to fight. She said, in the middle of the night when everybody was asleep, I pled my case. She said, I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I examined my heart and God began to deal with me on some things. One night I wrote letters to 7 people who I felt I might have offended. One letter was to my husband and the others were to each of my children. I did everything I knew to do that would help me to have a positive, hopeful attitude. I placed a picture of me in my wedding dress by my bed. I also put out a picture of me riding a horse when we were on vacation. Another thing that was good for me was going out and praying for others. As the Bible says, pray for one another that you might be healed. I was so sick, I did not feel like going out. When I was in the house alone, I thought about myself, the pain, the sickness, and the symptoms, and I would get weary and full of pity. But when I forced myself to go out and pray for someone else, my health began to come back to me. And then this chapter is entitled, The Word Became My Life. See, if you're going to let it not depart from your eyes, attend to it, keep it in the midst of your heart, guess what? The pain's screaming. What the doctor said is screaming. And she went to more than one doctor. In spite of every discouraging symptom, my heart knew that God's word could not lie. I had confidence in God's word. If I hadn't, I would have died. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Some translations say faith. For he who has promised is faithful. Day by day, I gained hope and encouragement from the precious promises that God revealed to me through His Word. I clung to the Bible and its healing promises. The Word became my life. I read and confessed the Scriptures daily. There were days, however, when I wavered, but my confession of faith did not change. See, you can have doubt in your head, but don't let it get in your heart, in your mouth. It wasn't until I talked this over with my husband, that I realized the wavering was in my head, not my heart. I said to John, what's wrong with me? I feel so condemned because I'm wavering. And he said, are you wavering in your heart? And she said, no. And he said, then that's okay. Resist the thoughts from the devil and he will flee from you, just like it says in the book of James. Resist the devil. It's his thoughts. The devil's not, you can't see the devil. He's not physically there. His thoughts are there. His impressions are there. What he's wanting you to believe is there, whispering in your ear. Remember Randy Greer when he came up for parole automatically and they said, you're never going to get out. You'll be considered for parole in the month of none. But he held fast to his confession. He said, but oh, every night I'd dream and I'd see myself walking around that prison with a cane as an old man. But you know, 3 months later, he walked out of there paroled. Yeah, that ain't easy. He said he couldn't even talk to his mother on the phone. He had to hang up on her because she was full of doubt and unbelief. He went up to the captain of the guard. He said, I got my parole. Captain said, you did not. Have you taken gone to lying? He said, oh, yes, I did. He said, I know what was in that letter. He said, oh, you're reading the wrong thing. He said, here's my parole. Said, whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. 3 months later, he walked out of there paroled, and eventually pardoned. Amen. She said, the Word of God became my life. I had to cast down imaginations. I laughed at symptoms. Oh, how I had to battle fear. And to make it worse, she's a registered nurse. That's like a mechanic hearing a knock. Oh, don't pay any attention to that. Right. I rode to Denver one time with a mechanic in his car, and there was a clicking noise. He said, oh, don't worry about it, but wake me up if the clicking stops. And the wheel came off, and it did. Certain things the doctor said brought fear to my heart, and I had to fight against those thoughts the most. I still have to resist them sometimes. Satan would torment me with the doctor's words. You have only a few weeks to live. You only have a few weeks to live. You only have a few weeks to live. Have your family bury you in that pretty dress. But I would replace those thoughts with God's Word says, with long life will He satisfy me and show me His salvation. Pain, intense, unbearable pain came against my body, most of it demonic, to try my faith. I fought so hard in the middle of the night when the devil's thoughts would play on my mind. And I would walk around saying with every step, by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. By the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. No, she said with every step. I would meditate on the Scriptures like it's God who works in me both to will and to do His good pleasure. Every time I quoted Scripture, the devil would say, it hasn't done you one bit of good to confess the Word of God, has it? He would question every promise of God. I quoted Scripture after Scripture. Daily, as I used God's Word, I became stronger. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and what gets in your tongue is what you believe. And if you don't know what to believe, you don't know what to say, and you'll be Mr. Facing both ways. You don't want to be that. Amen? Father, we thank You for Your Word. Thank You for Your love and Your goodness. And we thank You. Say this with me. Father, I thank You that healing belongs to me. In Jesus' name.